With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That's Louis Capaldi. You may have noticed Sarah's voice is not talking right now. That's because she's sick. She's at home. Marcus is in. We are live, so we're doing a show for you. Welcome in. Hang if you want. We're going to do Celebrity Trash now. Coming up at 9 o'clock, we've got tickets to Alice in Winterland. Our big show is happening this Thursday at Masonic.
Yep.
It's going to be so much fun. Tickets, there's still tickets available, right?
There's a few left.
So we'd love to see you this Thursday night when we have our sort of Christmas party. Mm-hmm. It's our company party. It's a party where you get to come and enjoy and hang. And
we celebrate the listeners. We just thank you so much.
It's awesome. It's a really great venue, too, if you haven't been. It's sort of at the top of California Street, mm-hmm. so the views are great, and there's plenty of parking there. It's a really good night out. So anyway, tickets for that just after 9 o'clock, and they're still available. But right now, let's do Celebrity Trash with Marcus.
All right. We were just talking about Billie Eilish and her super secret surprise show. We know where it is now. Steve Jobs Theater, tomorrow, 6:30 p.m., she will be performing. And it's going to be a live stream performance as well. Via Apple Music. So
people can watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right.
Now, it doesn't say if people have to pay for that live stream or not. It just says you can watch it live stream.
But tickets to get in are no longer an option.
No. Well, okay. They were free, so they're giving out to those people.
Cool.
Where is that? Is that Palo Alto? I'm trying to look
it up. That is Cupertino.
Oh, Cupertino.
Boy, she is doing corpo gigs at 17.
She has nowhere to go now.
Money!
The next thing is stadium shows, and after that, it's a done deal.
Man, that's good for her.
Speaking of shows, Alanis Morissette, she's going on tour, everybody.
Oh, yeah, we sort of touched on this yesterday, Marcus.
Yeah.
Where she conquered? Where's she performing locally?
It's going to be the Chronicle Pavilion locally.
Concord Pavilion. Yeah.
But the tour kicks off in June to celebrate the 25th anniversary of Jagged Little Pill.
Hotline's ringing.
I'm looking at the hotline, and it's
no,
it's
a fire drill. Yeah.
Do we got to run?
No.
What's Vaughn saying? Is he saying?
Sorry,
what's
everyone.
What's it saying? They're putting an announcement.
Oh,
let's across. I'm going to step back for a second.
Let's just keep doing our show, and we'll run for
I know,
it if
Vinny.
We have
to. I go, is that the hotline? I'm looking at all the phones, and I don't see that lighting up.
Anyway, so Alanis Morissette, I worked in San Diego on a rock station, Alanis Morissette had just come out with this album, and me and a buddy, because at the time we just got free tickets to every single thing, and I didn't have any life outside of. I could do anything I wanted. So we went to that show, and I witnessed the coolest, most mesmerizing concert moment, which was, first of all, it was all women in the audience, or mostly female audience, and they sang every single word with her. And this album wasn't even as huge as it would go on to be, but she already had fanatics.
She really touched something with women.
That was a big album.
Year. Crazy.
So good.
And to be fair, I love that album.
Yeah. No, it's a good album. And watching that happen, I was actually, because she had a crazy head, almost a head banging sort of way about her performing. Yeah.
Well, it was sort of the swaying with her long hair back and forth.
She was something. Yeah. It was something to see. And so that's what she's touring now, is that album, right?
That's exactly it. It's the 25th anniversary of it. She's also dropping a new album in May called Such Pretty Forks in the Road.
Mm.
Oh, that's kind of smart.
Yeah. It's interesting because I actually was listening to it was a book on tape or a book on your phone, whatever, an Audible, and it was a
tape.
It was a
wow,
yes, I know.
Grandpa, what's that?
It's a book on a shelf. I was listening to a book about Prince, about these very specific years, 1983 and 1984, the year before Purple Rain came out, and the year that it came out, and all the things that occurred in between. And one of the really interesting notes about that time period was that Purple Rain was such a huge thing, he only toured 6 months for the movie and the soundtrack. He never went overseas, never left the country except for a couple of shows in Toronto. His reason for all this stuff was, and I think when you see albums like the one Alanis Morissette had with Jagged Little Pill, all these celebrities should be thinking about this. He was like, listen, I want to get rid of this Purple Rain stink as quickly as I can. Not because he hated the music, but because A, he had been performing these songs at least 2 years before they actually came out as an album, and B, he didn't want it to be the only thing he was ever known for. Mm. So instead of delivering Purple Rain 2, which is what Warner Brothers wanted, he's like, nope, I'm going to cut this tour. We're not doing a tour. I'm going to cut my hair. I'm going to put on this weird thing. I'm going to release this other album that's so completely different from Purple Rain. People will either love me or they'll hate me, but I am not selling out. I'm just going to go ahead and make this record, and people will know me for other things other than Purple Rain.
So there are a lot of artists that you can name where I would say that's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. But Prince is a guy who is so supremely confident and so supremely talented. He's one of those guys who writes and performs music all by himself in a room and knows exactly what he wants. Mm-hmm. And that level of talent allows him to think like that.
Yeah, right.
Most other artists are not anywhere near his level.
They're trying to just go with
competency.
The program.
Yeah, I mean, most of them are like, the record company, I'll do whatever you say. In his case, though, I don't, like, the idea that he doesn't have to bounce anything off anybody.
No way.
Like, how's this sound? What do you think of this? Like, he knows, and he does it all himself. That level of talent, I couldn't even imagine being that talented.
It's an amazing thing. Apparently, he was just a vicious taskmaster, too. And he was so focused on the next record. I don't care about this stuff. By the time his album came out, he already had two albums ready to go. In 84, he had four albums that he wrote and produced.
I don't know if Alanis... I know she had a second album that was big, but I don't know...
Nothing compared
nothing
to this one.
Ever went like that.
Yeah.
That goes to my question. I was asking Vinny about this off air. You said maybe you can participate. Two-hit wonders. Not a one-hit wonder. How many two-hit wonders can you name?
So when you brought that up, I went, oh, let me think about this. And then... something shiny happened, and I looked another direction, and I didn't come up with anybody.
That sounds like you.
I know there.
I actually went online because I was curious if this was even a thing. And
Two
it
hit
is.
Wonders is a thing for sure.
It is. The Rembrandts. Remember them?
No one told me last night.
I'll be there for you.
That's
the theme.
Their other song was.
Oh, yeah.
That song?
I don't know the other one. What's the other song?
Just
they
the
did?
Way It Is, Baby? I don't even know this song.
Not Just the Way It Is.
That's a stretch.
Baby. Or that's that.
But
no.
Wait,
someone else.
Here's the thing, it was a bigger hit than this song.
No.
I'm looking right here.
There's no way.
Dude, it charted at number 14. The Rembrandt, the other song, I'll Be There For You, charted at number 17.
I love the way he goes, I'm looking right here. That doesn't mean you're looking at something that's right.
Well, it's the chart position, so I can always verify this. General Public.
All right, here's the song.
General Public? You mean English Beat?
General Public. Tenderness.
Tenderness.
And I'll Take You There.
Okay, I know both those songs. But those are the guys from English Beat that went on to do, I don't know why they needed to switch.
Oh,
but.
Boy.
Oh, I see. That list, Marcus, that you're doing is from Rolling Stone, Ben. So you got to trust that,
right?
Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Uh-huh.
They had two. You know what one of them was?
The Good Vibrations.
Good Vibrations.
One. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I remember the other one. Wild Side. It sampled Lou Reed.
Oh.
You don't remember
Take
that one?
Take a Walk on the Wild Side.
No, I do remember that time.
Anybody else? I don't know what that is.
We did one on the list here is KT Tunstall. We used to play a lot of that.
Yep, sure it is.
Black Horse and the Cherry Tree. Remember, Vinny? Oh, back in the 90s, we used to play
all the
that.
Time.
Mm-hmm.
And Suddenly I See. That was her second one.
Oh, okay.
Ugly Kid Joe.
Who's that?
That's a rock band. I used to play them in San Diego. They had I Hate Everything About You.
That's one of them. What's the other one?
I don't know.
Cats in the Cradle.
Oh, a cover of Cat Stevens.
Cats in the Cradle. Yeah. No, no, no. How about Cisco?
Oh, that's easier. That's easy. Thong Song.
I know. But Cisco. I don't know the other
one. Starred in one of my favorite
exactly.
movies.
Exactly.
Which movie?
What movie? Snow Dogs?
Yeah. He did.
That's his favorite movie.
That's one of my
guess.
Favorite movies.
Wait.
Oh, I
was
forgot
Cuba
to
Gooding
ask
Jr.
you.
In that movie?
Yes, he was the star.
Oh, my goodness.
That is a great movie.
Yeah, I do remember that now. Yeah.
So listen, have you seen, you love movies.
I do.
You've done movie
oh,
reviews
your question.
For us.
Yeah.
I told you I'd remember.
Okay, good one. I didn't.
Have you seen The Irishman yet on Netflix?
So, yes, I started watching The Irishman. I'm about an hour and 40 in.
Okay, so you're halfway through.
And I have some thoughts. I am enjoying it. It's taken a while to get someplace, but it's starting to pick up. I am having some difficulty with the whole Robert De Niro, Al Pacino being Irish thing. Because they look so Italian.
Right.
And by the way, making Robert De Niro's eyes blue does not make him
People
look...
People are so upset about that.
It's very... It's so different.
It's jarring.
From what you're used... You're used to him. You've
Dark.
Been, you've seen
yeah.
De Niro in movies
yeah.
for 30 years,
yeah.
if not your whole life.
Yeah.
So when you see him in this, and it's just... It's De Niro the whole time, but with blue eyes, you go, I don't buy it.
And that coupled with the digital de-aging is just kind of a weird effect. You get used to the de-aging part after a while, but those blue eyes are just, it's just like a demon is possessing this dude.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
like
very
a white
different.
Walker.
Oh,
I was
yeah,
able
white
to
walker.
Just leave it. I was able to leave that and just watch the movie. So I enjoyed it. It's again, though, it's one of those.
Is it a masterpiece? That's what I keep hearing.
No, I don't think so. I think, again, we come to these thug gangster movies, their behavior is subhuman.
Oh
they're
my God,
they're
yeah.
they're absolutely murderers and in the worst possible way.
Oof.
And they use violence. I mean, there's a point where the kids, I don't want to give anything away, but his kids find themselves going, we couldn't even talk to you because of the way you'd respond to anything that went wrong in our lives. It was so, the reaction was so oversized.
Yeah.
That they were like, we can't even tell you someone wasn't nice to us because
yeah.
you'll go kill the guy.
That's right. Yeah.
So it was like, you know, and that sort of, so the daughters were like these people that are all afraid. They don't talk to him.
Sure.
Because right. what was that first thing? That someone was picking on his kid. That's right. Okay. Yeah.
Not trying to give it away.
Yeah, I'm not trying to give it away at all.
So when are you going to go back to it?
I'm actually going to go back to it today or this evening since I have a free evening. So I'm going to watch the rest of it and see what I think of the whole thing.
Nice,
Marcus.
Nice. How much time we got? We good?
Yeah, you got about 5 minutes.
Okay, let's go back in the day, guys.
All right.
Did you guys know 53 years ago?
Okay.
In 1966, Lou Alcindor played his very first college basketball game for UCLA. He scored 56 points. Lou Alcindor later changed his name to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar when he converted to Islam.
Say his name again?
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
No.
Lou Alcindor.
Lou Alcindor?
Yes.
Wow, I've never even
you didn't know that?
Thought twice about that. No.
50 years ago.
UCLA was like, at that time, a dynasty basketball team.
Was it?
Oh, they
what
won
that,
for like a decade
they
straight.
They had like 11 championships
it's crazy.
Or something like that.
50 years ago, in 1969, according to urban legend, John Lennon was asked to play the title role in Jesus Christ Superstar. The offer was revoked the next day. It supposedly isn't true, but we have no reason not to believe it.
I could see it.
What is he famous for? Or well,
John Lennon?
I know he's famous for the Beatles, but he's very famous for saying the Beatles are bigger than Jesus.
Yeah,
that's one
true.
Of the things he said that he got in a lot of trouble for.
At the time, he was right, though. It was really on point back then. I didn't see any women chasing Jesus down when he got off the plane. 43 years ago, back in the day, in 1976, during a nighttime raid in Kingston, Jamaica, a man fired shots into Bob Marley's house at his wife's car. Marley's wife, Rita, his manager, Don Taylor, and a friend were all injured but not seriously hurt. Bob Marley jammed at a local reggae festival two nights later and may have smoked some ganja. Very possible.
Maybe.
Possible.
I got a couple more of these.
Okay.
29 years ago, 1990, ABC's Nightline aired Madonna's Justify My Love during an interview with her after MTV banned the video for being too sexual. Oh. Do you remember that, Flap?
I do.
Yeah, when she dropped that video, Justify My Love, and there was a lot of naked people everywhere. 23 years ago, guys, in 1996, a judge in Hawaii ruled that the state had to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. The state Supreme Court later overruled the decision.
Wow,
that part we didn't know
ago?
About, right?
Yeah.
And one more for the road. 14 years ago, 2005, Marilyn Manson married longtime girlfriend, burlesque dancer Dita Von Teese at Castle Gertine in Ireland.
And then the story goes that he disappeared on her. He like they did. They she's her story is something like, we got married and then we got home and I never saw him again.
That's
that sounds like a Marilyn Manson. That's legit Marilyn Manson.
And it's not that he just was like doing his Marilyn Manson thing and it didn't.
What do you think it was a bit?
I don't know.
Honey, let's do this.
Okay. Anyway, thank you, Marcus. That's all right. So it's Sarah and Vinny. Sarah's out sick today, so we are here live with Marcus. We've got Winterland coming up this Thursday night, and we've got tickets for you just after 9 o'clock. I'll do news and music after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Sarah is sick today. But we're here live. Everyone's in, and Marcus is in Sarah's absence. So
Hi, everybody.
Have a full studio of participants where the cameras are on, so you can watch the show at RadioAlice.com. That's the looking glass. Is it still the looking out?
It sure is.
There you go.
All the lookers.
Also, this week is Winterland Week. We have a huge party planned for you guys, and hopefully we'll see you out. That is Alice in Winterland, starring Kesha, Avril Lavigne, and Flora Cash, Thursday night at the Masonic in San Francisco. Tickets are still available, and we have a free pair coming up after 9 o'clock.
And bring an unwrapped toy if
you can. We're still trying to raise and gather toys for Toys for Tots. And the Marines will be out at our event partying with us. Well, not partying, but, you know, whatever.
They get crazy.
Right. This Alice Report is brought to you by Tomatina Fresh Italian.
Yum.
Head on down tonight for pasta and pizza made in-house every day. Get to tomatina.com for the location nearest you. All right, here's what's happening. This is one of those things that bothers me because travel alone is stressful. You've planned it. You probably have, whether it's a job interview or family obligations or things that you're headed out to go take care of, these things are timed and scheduled. And when a person like this does this, it makes me so mad. An American Eagle flight took off from Pensacola, Florida on Friday morning. When it got in the air, a woman on the plane said, "I'm having breathing issues. Can you please move me to a bigger seat?"
Oh, boy.
And so they did.
A bigger seat.
A bigger seat. So I guess they moved her to first class.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
That's what it is.
They did, but the pilot decided that this is a medical emergency. This person's having breathing problems. We're not going to mess with it. We're going to turn around. We're going to land the plane, and we're going to make sure this person gets the care they need.
Sure.
So he turned the plane back around and headed back to Pensacola to get the woman some help. When they landed, and I don't know how they got it out of her, I'm sure it wasn't a scene from Airplane where they all lined up with baseball bats. Do you remember that?
I do not remember that.
The hysterical lady in the plane and everyone lined, even the Hare Krishna's
lined
up.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
No?
No.
That's one of the most classic scenes in that film.
Oh my gosh.
Relax. Slap, slap, slap.
And then they move on and the next person does.
I mean, come on. She spoke. No?
What did the lady do? To...
She was freaking out. Oh, was that the same lady?
Yeah.
Oh. Wait, what'd you say, Marcus?
You spoke jive. No, it was...
That wasn't June Cleaver.
No, it wasn't Barbara Billingsley. It was
Barbara Billingsley, yeah, yeah.
Was it the nun?
I don't remember.
Was the nun? No, the nun was in line with the bat.
Oh, right.
The nun was in line with the bat.
Can you see it here?
Oh, there it is.
Yeah. There, it is.
They start off by shaking her.
Oh, no, that's the guy's girlfriend.
Yeah.
Brent found it. Oh, God. You got to look at this to get it.
Oh, my God.
But anyway.
Bap. There's a nun. God. There's a nun right here. Bap, bap, bap.
Back to our lady with breathing problems. See the Hare Krishna?
Look at the brother. Why the brother's got to be the ones with
He's got a wrench.
The brother got to have a wrench.
Anyway, the pilot decided this was a medical emergency. He turned the plane around to get the woman some help.
Yeah.
I don't know how they got it out of her, but she admitted that she faked the entire thing because she wanted a bigger seat.
Oh, man.
So everybody on the plane got it because this lady wanted to have a more comfortable seating situation. Ugh. So then she refused to get off the plane. I'm not getting off the plane.
Really?
The pilot finally talked her into leaving, and she was taken into custody. And criminal charges are most likely coming, and they should.
Good.
Because if I'm on that flight and I'm only flying because I got somewhere to be.
Right.
So I'm mad.
Yeah. As well you should be.
Let me do a couple fast facts for you.
Facts.
Are you sure you don't want to?
Do you want me to?
Bryn has to hop around to the other side. Hit it.
Thank you. Jell-O.
Those facts are fast.
Created four flavors to use in salads in the 60s. Celery, Italian salad, mixed vegetables, and seasoned tomato, all Jell-O flavors.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
To put in salad. But the Jell-O salad thing didn't work out.
Shocking.
And they were all discontinued.
I'm stunned that that's the case.
That's disgusting.
The police officer who was supposed to be protecting Abraham Lincoln the night of his assassination abandoned his post to go drink at a bar. He was charged with neglected duty, but eventually the charges were dropped.
Wow.
The guy was supposed to be...
Wait, why would the charges drop?
I don't know.
Paid everybody off, dude.
Maybe. Hooters!
Hookers.
Yes.
Hooters. How about those cans, huh?
Sarah.
Hooters got its name from a Steve Martin comedy routine where he said, "I believe it's derogatory to refer to a woman's breasts as boobs, jugs, Winnebagos, or golden bozos. And you should only refer to them as... Hooters. And that is where they got the name Hooters, the restaurant.
I've never been to a Hooters before. Have you guys?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. You have.
Why would I have gone?
Maybe an event.
You eat there to eat the wings,
didn't
of course.
Didn't we go as a morning show? Maybe you weren't back yet.
Probably before my time.
Was it before like a concert on Pier 39?
No, I don't remember. I just know that Sarah's into the wings.
The wings
right.
are delicious.
The wings are great.
I've been recently, like 2 months ago.
You were?
Yeah. Just for the wings.
Where?
Is there one Tanforan. In San Bruno?
There's one in Tanforan.
Because they closed the one in the city.
Oh, yeah. That one's closed down. Yeah. But there's one in Tanforan.
Yeah, I don't
still.
Think I've ever been.
That's too bad. You are missing
It's a
out.
Weird
I
thing
love
because
wings.
While I like the dolphin short look.
Yeah.
The pantyhose underneath are weird.
Yeah, weird.
Nonsense.
Like the shiny ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like weird pantyhose leg. Yeah.
Well, stop you know, that. As a girl, I think you don't mind that added protection.
Well, I imagine it's got to do with serving food as well.
Sure.
I mean,
yeah.
Still not a great look, though.
No. But you know what? The dolphin shorts themselves are my sort of era.
Uh-huh.
So
right.
I remember the...
Booty shorts, baby.
Yeah, we were all kids, but...
I wore them myself, yeah.
I wore them.
You wore dolphins?
You wore them?
You wore booty shorts.
Why?
Because they look like regular shorts.
We were just talking about this.
They look like regular shorts.
Off the air. That, you know, kids of... like, my kids' generation, they're going to think they remember everything from their life because they have pictures of everything from their life. So they'll see a picture of them with someone they've never even met, but they'll go, "Oh yeah, I remember that." And they don't. They just know that they have a picture of them
image,
with
right.
whatever.
Uh-huh.
So, and I don't have a lot of pictures of my childhood.
You probably had some booty shorts.
But
though.
I'm sure you had some.
You definitely had some booty shorts.
I would love for that to turn up, a picture of Marcus. I don't know. What is that? You're 7 or 8?
Yeah, probably around 7
32?
Or 8.
Yeah. I know. I was thinking your teens, 18.
32. I'm hoping I'm getting paid if I'm wearing them then. That's what I'm talking about.
There's a 27-year-old guy named Jason Savage from Middlesex County, New Jersey, and he works at an HR company called TriNet.
Sounds like a superhero.
Jason Savage.
Mm-hmm.
Earlier this year, he found a hidden camera in the urinal in their bathroom.
What?
Wait, so he brought at work?
At work.
Okay.
In the men's room, huh? Okay.
His right. boss is a guy named David Swerdloff.
Okay.
And he heard Jason talking about the camera he found, so David ran into the bathroom, grabbed the device, and headed straight to the police station to take the camera to the cops.
He put his hand in the urinal?
But weirdly, on his way to the police station, he accidentally smashed the camera and in a state of panic threw it off an overpass.
So David what? Put the camera there.
What? Who did? I panicked, so I had to throw it over.
So, no right, one bites wasn't me.
Nobody buys
David
that.
Was fired after an investigation. This is the boss
yeah.
who got the camera and was taking it to the police station when he smashed it and it fell off the overpass.
I don't know how it got over the overpass, sir.
He was fired after an HR investigation, and since then, Jason says the company has been trying to dig up dirt on him to punish him.
They don't have to. They caught him.
Well, but
they
don't have the evidence. So the guy's been fired, but they can't get the guy.
Can't make it stick.
Anyway, now this guy who's been fired says, I'm suing the company.
Oh, damn.
So we'll see who wins that one. But when the story comes out that he got the camera and was taking it to the...
He slipped and threw it over the...
I can't imagine that's going to go well for him. Okay.
Great story.
Now, this is, I understand some of you are having breakfast. I'm not trying to rank you out, but this is one of those things. I love this so much. We used to play this when I was a little kid. We played this on a radio show years ago. For $1 million, would you?
Oh,
and
yeah.
then you
yeah.
just come up with the most ridiculous things. So I have a survey. Over 100,000 people recently took an online survey that asked, would you eat this for $1 billion?
Let's go,
a
baby.
Billion?
For a billion dollars.
Let's go.
See.
Would you eat a whole raw chicken that's rotten for $1 billion?
Yes.
Could you die from that, though?
Yes. Like, yeah. Salmonella, what do you get?
Here's the thing.
Like, death isn't worth it.
Here's the thing. I could be.
Here's the thing. Okay, what's the thing?
I could be completely and totally disingenuous about this whole thing and go, you know what? For $1 billion, I definitely would not eat that rotten chicken.
Well, could you even get it down, though? Like,
but here's the thing. If that $1 billion was set in front of me, I know for a fact
and stacks of
I'm
cash.
Going to try to eat that rotten-ass chicken.
I would try to do it, too.
I'm not going to lie, dude. Not going to lie.
There are things that I wouldn't be able to do. And I know it. Like, I'll give you an example. I don't really ever want to jump out of an airplane, but I think I would be able to do it with a parachute.
Sure.
But those guys who do those squirrel suits,
uh-uh.
and they don't have a parachute,
nope.
and they just have wings on their... I couldn't...
Mm-mm.
There's no way...
You'd have to have someone push
like,
you.
I wouldn't even be able to do it. There's just no way that I'd be able to go over the ledge of anything for any amount of money... Knowing I only got this little,
would you be?
Little
would you? Would you have been able to do
arms.
It if you were younger?
I don't think so. I've done some hairball stuff, but that whole jumping off of really high places,
yeah,
it's a freak out to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
You think
they
you could do it?
Though,
oh, absolutely not.
You
no
do
way.
It.
Do they have a parachute?
No,
no, they don't. They just
They're
have
squirrel
the squirrel
suiting.
Oh, I thought they usually land that somehow. How did they land it if they don't have a chute?
I don't know.
Well, okay, so in this case, you don't have a chute.
Well, yeah.
For $1 billion, are you going to try
it? Are you going to kill yourself? Probably not. I'd rather not kill myself for any money at all.
Would you drink, this is for $1 billion. This is what people were polled. Would you drink a gallon of clean toilet water from a bowl right after something really disgusting got flushed?
So easily.
Clean
of course.
Toilet water.
I would do that.
Easy.
You would?
Yeah, I would do that.
I'd do it five times.
Five?
Easy.
Would you eat a large bowl of freshly clipped toenails? A large bowl, like a salad bowl.
Big wooden is really pretty.
And you just got to spoon toenails into your mouth until they're all gone.
Can I have something to drink?
No.
Because you blend it up.
Because could I blend it? I don't know if I could swallow it. I don't know if I could get it down.
Make a fine powder.
Yeah.
Could you, this is for $1 billion.
Yeah.
Could you eat a plate of spaghetti with dandruff sprinkled all over? Some dude's dandruff.
Easy.
So easy.
I totally would.
Easy one.
Throw some Parmesan cheese on top of that. You wouldn't even notice the difference.
I would just talk myself into thinking that's what it was.
Honestly, I'd be thinking about that $1 billion. It tastes great.
For $1 billion, would you eat a cupcake made of earwax? Yeah,
of course I would.
Yeah,
I'm like, I'm
try
of course
that.
I would.
A cup.
I'll stick a wick in it too. While I'm at it.
This is so crazy. The questions people are asked.
What else
for
you
a
got?
$1 billion, would you drink a gallon of year-old expired milk?
I wouldn't want to.
Chunks, you couldn't do it.
I wouldn't want to.
All the chunks in the
I'd attempt it though. I would definitely make the attempt.
Attempt it as well.
I'd give it the old college try.
Would you eat, this was people were asked this. Would you eat a live rat?
A live rat?
A live rat.
Nah, couldn't do that.
I couldn't either.
Couldn't do that. Not at all. Dead rat though. It's going down.
Especially cooked. No
billion
problem.
Bucks.
Dead rat is
gonna. Oh, by the way, I should have mentioned this earlier. I went to bed. I was watching Monday Night Football. The Seahawks got a win over the Vikings. It looked like the Vikings had them, too.
Seahawks are slippery.
It's our division, so that's bad news. We don't want the Seahawks to get wins. So I was absolutely rooting against them. Anyway, it's 7:53. Here's a couple text messages. 800-400-3697. By the way, if you're tuning in and you're saying, where's Sarah?
Sarah.
She's sick. So we're here live, though. Marcus is in for the ailing. I'm sure she'll be back tomorrow, right?
Yeah, I think she will be.
It is.
I wanted her to, you know, if she needs tomorrow out, that's fine. But I need her Thursday.
It's Winterland week, everyone.
Yes.
We party Thursday night with Kesha, Avril Lavigne, and Flora Cash. Hopefully you're going to join us. Tickets are still available. Where are tickets?
Well, you can go to RadioAlice.com and find out all the information.
Boom. RadioAlice.com.
Holla.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. I didn't think The Irishman was very good. At the end, I felt like, what was the point?
Mm.
Kind of the same thing over and over. I did learn a little bit about Jimmy Hoffa from it. Mm. It's about Jimmy Hoffa.
Essentially, yeah.
So, I mean, that was surprising to me. I didn't sort of know. I know that he was the union guy.
Mm-hmm. People were saying, I started to tell you yesterday, people were saying they were kind of upset because Anna Paquin, who's the gal in there.
Oh, my God.
They were saying, how come she didn't get that many lines?
Oh, my Lord.
That's what the big controversy was about.
People want to complain about anything.
You're right.
Seriously.
She plays one of De Niro's daughters.
Oh. So did she have a few lines?
A few. But she is a star. You recognize her above a lot of the other sort of peripheral characters. Uh-huh. So she could have been a bigger character.
But she took the role knowing full well that the director has the final say and he may cut you out. She's not the first big name to have a part cut by a director in a movie. I don't know why they're making such a big deal out of it.
You know, that's always an interesting thing about actors who've done their part, split, never see, talk to anybody, and then the finished product is out of their hands. Yeah. They just go, I did my lines. And
I got paid.
That's what that thing turned out to be. Anyway, all right. Marcus is in with Celebrity Trash, and we'll play some songs right after these. Dallas.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.